NPR's business news starts with a Fed status update. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is in front of the Senate Banking Committee this morning. It's his semi-annual report to Congress.
Bernanke is facing questions about the Fed's bond-buying program that's been pumping money into the economy and keeping interest rates low. Some lawmakers fear that policy could eventually cause inflation.
On to news of a name change. This fall, the International Herald Tribune will be reintroduced as the International New York Times. The Times has been trying to consolidate its brand and expand readership in foreign markets.
This is a paper owned by the Times that is read in Europe and the Middle East and many other parts of the world. It is not the first time the Herald Tribune will have a new front page, a new masthead, as they call it. It's had several names in its 125-year history.